We're going to go through North America and Europe, and we're going to find international students. And the gospel is going to pass its way through relational networks from person to person. And God's going to speak to people in a prayer room in Harvard to go to Afghanistan. And then it's going to spread from Afghanistan to North Africa and to Persia, into the all the way until finally our unreached people group, the last remaining in the earth, middle Himalaya mountains, is going to follow Jesus. Now, is the gospel powerful?
Yes.
Is it powerful enough to change lives?
Yes.
Is the Holy Spirit powerful?
Very.
Is it powerful enough to change lives?
Yes.
Are we powerful?
Yes.
If we make disciples and preach the gospel, are we powerful in Christ Jesus?
Yes.
Then I believe if we plant the gospel in the power of the Holy Spirit and be in relationship with people, we can spread the gospel and make disciples in authentic, heart-filled, love, God-loving churches in every people group in the world in our lifetime. Nick, the things that you've heard from Jesus, preach his resurrection. He rose from the dead. He's calling people all over the world to know him and follow him. Here's the basic commands of Jesus. Preach the gospel, make disciples. Tell them to repent and get baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. Teach them to forgive their enemies, to love God and others, to pray, to give, to worship God, and to go make other disciples. I want you to pass this on.